Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch, and we are going to kick it off this week with a film that everyone is talking about. Came out a couple of weeks ago. This is Top Gun Maverick, and it has taken the cinemas by storm.
G'day, Kat. Well, Maverick sees a return of the cast from the first film, but most notably, obviously, is Tom Cruise, but also Val Kilmer. It's set 36 years after the events of Top Gun. This film follows Maverick's return to the United States Navy Strike Fighter Tactics Instructor Program. Whew, what a mouthful. So they also call it Top Gun, where he must confront his past as he trains a group of younger fighter pilots, among them the son of Maverick's deceased best friend, Goose. So this was released in the USA in April. It's already gained critical praise for its cinematography, fight scenes, but also its story.
I do think this is one to watch at the cinema, notably because you can feel a little bit sick when they take the footage from the plane as they're sort of doing loop the loops, etc. But let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they going to get to teach us?
Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice. You are here at the request of Admiral Kazansky, a.k.a. Iceman. He seems to think that you have something left to offer the Navy. What that is, I can't imagine.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Susie, would you say that you need to watch the first film before you go into seeing this one?
I think it's a good idea. And I tell you what, I can tell you exactly where to see the first one in just a second. But if you are a fan of the first film and you have already watched it, you will be pleased to hear that there are many callbacks to the original. And while fans of the new movie say this movie can definitely stand on its own, it hasn't forgotten its roots and has plenty for you to look out for if you have a keen eye. For example, the opening scene might feel a little familiar. It retells the history of that United States Navy Strike Fighter Tactics Instructor Program. Also, the Top Gun bar from the original is in the new film. It's had a bit of a makeover and it's now run by Penny, Maverick's love interest. And it is the same bar that was frequented by the original Top Gun gang. And speaking of Penny, she is actually mentioned in the first film as a part of a sordid discussion around Maverick's indiscretions. And now we see her as a fully formed character and she's played by Jennifer Connelly.
This sequel has been a long time in the making.
Is 12 years a long time in Hollywood? Yeah, I think it might be. This sequel wasn't just imagined and made overnight. The first scripts were written back in 2010 with Tony Scott set to return as the director. He had directed the first Top Gun film, which set him straight to Hollywood's A-list of directors. It gave him more award-winning work such as Days of Thunder, that was also with Tom Cruise, as well as a movie True Romance. But in 2012, Tony Scott committed suicide, and so the production of the sequel to Top Gun was put on hold. Eventually, a new director and an updated script meant that the film could go ahead, and Maverick is now dedicated to Scott's legacy.
Okay, so where do we see the original if we may have, I don't know, watched it when we were about 11 years old and it had already been out 9 years? we've forgotten some of the detail. By the way, the original was 1986, just in case anyone was just trying to scratch their head wondering when that first one came out. Where do we see it?
That sounded oddly specific about someone who'd watched it when they were 9 years old, Kat.
Maybe.
Sky currently has a cinema special with Tom Cruise films, so you can actually catch up with his movies. And included in that is Top Gun, so you can watch it or rewatch it before seeing Maverick, plus some of his other greats, including Rain Man, Collateral, The Firm, War of the Worlds, Eyes Wide Shut, Minority Report, and Interview with the Vampire. My favourite Tom Cruise film is Magnolia, which is also included in the cinema special.
So a bit of a Tom Cruise bonanza on Sky Show at the moment. Now, moving on from that, I find cult documentaries pretty fascinating. I find the psychology behind cults incredibly interesting. There is a brand new documentary I think I'll be watching on Netflix this week.
Yeah, this one is out now. It's called Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey. And like you said, it's out on Netflix. This documentary tells the story of the rise and fall of an extreme Mormon named Warren Jeff. Using the Book of Mormon to justify his actions, Jeff headed up a church that practiced polygamy and sexual abuse of his many child wives. This documentary is told from the perspective of those who existed under his rule, the women and children who became dissidents and bravely told their story so that Jeff could be captured and jailed for his crimes.
In our minds, the police, even the president of the United States, had no authority over us. Warren Jeffs is our president. He was the prophet. And how could you place a human over God?
The more wives, the more children you have, the higher in heaven you'll be.
I'll be honest, I kind of prefer the end of the world cults to the child bride cults, but I guess there is a bit of a crossover over time. One to watch on Netflix, plenty to catch up with Tom Cruise movies on Sky Show, and links to a 7-day binge perfect code is available on our website now, and also Top Gun Maverick, the latest Top Gun movie at the cinema. Susie, thanks for this week's Big Screen, Little Screen.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.